The Dame and Han Show. 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 The Dame and Han Show.
Welcome to another episode of the Dame and Han Show.
Yes, welcome.
Featuring myself,
the Dame and Han,
and Dave.
And Dave.
Yep.
Which I am. Should we just not do an annoying beginning every time?
I don't see what's so annoying about that.
Well, we haven't received any viewer mail for a long time, so I assume everyone is satisfied.
Everyone is perfectly cromulent.
Romulan?
Cromulan?
Damn, I should have said, I prefer, what's the other one? Vulcan? No, what's the Ferengi? No, there's, what's the one that looks like Worf?
Already
Klingon.
With this? Klingon.
Klingon. Here we are, doing our little bibble babble. And I was just saying before we started that maybe we should actually write down or electronically record the letters of actual Bibble Babble topics rather than making up on the fly.
I mean, use our fingers on the keyboard so that they come out in the words that we plan to speak of. About.
Oh, I thought our keyboards were admitting they were gay.
Oh,
what would a gay keyboard look like?
I assume pink or rainbow colored.
You know what I was thinking about? Here's some Bibble Babble. What if, you know how everyone likes, I try to say loves and I switch to likes in the middle of the word, a physical keyboard?
Everybody loves keyboards that you can push buttons on, yeah.
Why am I very worried? Okay, we're both recording, right?
Yeah, I'm here. I just happen to be a little quiet.
Okay, but when I talk, okay, so we're up there, okay. So, you know the Optimus keyboard?
No. What is that?
You really?
I really don't.
It's just like, I don't know if it's ever been released, but it was a regular computer keyboard that each button had kind of an LCD thing on it. So the keys, first of all, it glows in the dark.
Oh, but there could be any signal picture on
it. Yeah, any picture or, like, you know, it could be kind of like the iPhone virtual keyboard, which switches on demand. And for gaming, like, games would have their own.
Right, but it's the same physical layout. It just has different little pictures. Like each key
is an LCD
screen. Yeah.
And it was advertised like years ago, and it was going to be like really expensive, but everyone wanted it. And then it was delayed over and over again. I don't know if it ever has been released.
Sounds like it should have been a Kickstarter.
Sounds like you should have been a Kickstarter.
I am concerned about your
noise. I think this was before kickstarting.
Okay.
Soup,
yeah, it probably
cake,
was.
Cake. Yeah. Why am I so quiet?
No, you're the guy on top.
Oh, what?
Whoops.
So what if Apple, like, made an iPhone with, like, an Optimus keyboard, so it had physical keys, like a slide-out or something? I know, like, that's kind of moved on in the world, but what if they brought it back, and then if they have, like, a virtual LCD individual key thing, that could be the new thing. So physical buttons, but they're all dynamic and everything.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I mean, it's still, the whole keyboard, no keyboard thing is like, it's like you want a keyboard, but you don't want the inconvenience of having it, you know?
Well, because no one has done it really well.
It's difficult. Most of the best ones are usually the flippy or the slideys.
Also, the physically printed ones, as we've had, have a limitation where they can't, you know, all the symbols and numbers have to be alt things, a really, really small thing. There's really no flexibility. But if this virtual physical keyboard came out.
Right.
And if I think Apple is the one who could do it.
If they ever get off their butts.
But Steve Jobs was against physical keyboards no matter what, even if it.
Yeah, but he's not around anymore.
Is he?
Is he?
Anyways, that's my idea.
Well, I remember there was a smartphone where it folded open, but the keys would be at both sides of the phone. So it wasn't underneath, it was to the sides. You had a little keypad to the left and a little keypad to the right, and it was each of the half of the keyboard. So you're actually doing, you know, QWERTY keyboard, but it's naturally, your fingers aren't, like, your hands aren't squished together. It was a pretty neat concept.
I don't like half-Z keyboards like that.
Why?
Because I never type. Like properly, it would constrain me, and I'd feel like I was in a prison.
Okay.
Why is your thing so? Should we just take a? Should we just pause this?
It's because my mic keeps falling down, and it's just it won't stay near my mouth.
Well, first of all, because the wire's on your mic.
Is it?
Yes. There we go.
What?
That was an exaggerated. Yeah, the wire wasn't up on the mic.
Now it's fine.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, how could you not take the words I said and visualize what I was saying?
I couldn't.
The wire was crossed over the mic and dragging it down.
It didn't feel like it. And I'm still quieter than you.
Well, that's normally how it works. But I think you're better now.
Let me just.
Also, you should put it closer to your mouth.
Yeah. We've only done this show, what?
30 times? 31 times?
And now, finally, people at home can hear me. And all my
I think actually
glory.
It was good before, but we'll just continue.
Just continue.
It. Okay, so earlier we saw a commercial for Christian Mingle.
We did.
And
although I don't remember the content of the commercial. It was a couple of
Christian
couples.
Mingle, for those of you who are listening who are not Christian and do not use
ChristianMingle.com.
.com. Oh, I just thought of another one.
No, top three.
Because my other one's so bad. Anyways, okay. I thought, hey, let's during this show... I do a little fun thing with my friend and other people. It's like we do top five or top three. Just funny alternatives. Just a little joke where we just give our...
It's like Dave's top 10 list, but we only do half or third.
And so I thought, let's do on this show the top three rejected names for Christian Mingle. Like all these were considered, but they rejected them, and then they selected Christian
for
Mingle.
For various reasons, they were deemed inappropriate or unusable.
Okay.
Or they just didn't make the cut.
Yes.
They ended up with Christian Mingle.
Now, who's going to go first? I have a little game for that. In front of us, we have our drag queen and king. Mix them up a bit.
Everything's a game for you.
Yep. Mix it up.
Should I look at these before?
No. Mix them up, because whoever pulls the king first is going to go first. So we're taking the first card.
I know which one's the king.
I'm going to mix them up.
Okay, no, I don't know anymore.
Okay.
What? Jack?
Oh, tie.
So
okay, whatever. Okay. Go first. I don't know.
What do I do here?
No, you have the funniest one. I'm going to go first. We can end on your hilarious one.
Know that I'm hilarious.
What?
Okay.
Okay. I'm
what
go
if
first.
You steal them?
Shut up. Okay. These are our personal three rejected Christians Mingle domain names.
Yeah, we didn't research these in any way. We just made them up.
Now here's the twist. I have the name and then the reason why it was rejected.
I don't have the reasons.
My first one is JesusChristI'mLonely.com.
Not bad.
And the reason is because it uses the Lord's name in vain.
Is it in vain if they actually are single, though?
Okay.
Or lonely? What was it, lonely?
We're not really bibble-babbling these. We're just either...
Well, yours sounds like a huge babble.
Okay, Han, what do you have as a hilarious rejected Christian Mingle domain name?
My first one? Okay, Jesus. You don't like it.
Okay, so that's the angle you're going with these?
Go number two.
It's not bad.
Okay, Jesus, yeah.
My third one's a huge letdown.
Okay.
My second one is iHeartChristianPussy.net.
Heart? Like, heart is spelled out?
No, it's a symbol, and that's why it was rejected. Heart symbol, not a valid character.
Why is
get
it .net?
Because that's why it was...
Why is it .net? Are you saying the .com's already taken?
I had another one where it was .org, and then the reason was going to be not legally defined as an organization. But anyways.
Oh.
Okay, that was my number two.
My number two is Plenty of Wasps.
I was thinking of Plenty of One. I want to rhyme with fish.
Yeah, that's difficult.
Something biblical. I bet you a Bible person would have lots of ish. Okay. And my third one. Amazon.com. Rejected because it was already registered.
Yeah. Not bad. And my number three is... Christ, I'm single.
Wow, that's so close to
simply,
Jesus Christ, I'm lonely.
I know.
What was the one that had you laughing your head off?
Okay, Jesus.
Okay, so hit and miss this
hit
was.
Hit and miss, yeah.
On all regards.
But I feel
there was
like
no
this...
clear winner, I think.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I feel like this is a fun game. We should can build on it.
Yes. I'll tell you why it's fun.
It's easy to do.
Because there's no, like, it's not a challenge. You don't have to, like, concentrate and figure something out. It's just people who are listening might have a laugh.
I definitely had a laugh making these up.
Yes.
You
went a little crazy.
Laugh.
A minor, that's a minor laugh?
I had a major laugh during the episode.
Would put you in the hospital.
Yeah.
Well, since we have these cards out, I'm just curious, Han, if you're psychic.
You're psy-curious.
Haven't I in the last three episodes said we should retire this? It's so stupid because it's no longer serving its point.
Yeah, but sometimes you need that extra buck before you can go into retirement.
In my hands, I have the Jack of Clubs, the Queen of Clubs, and the King of Clubs. And I put one closest to you, one in the middle, one closest to me.
Face down?
Yes, face down. Tell me, any of these ones is what? Say, which one is what?
Queen of Clubs.
What? Did you
the
think
one
people...
closest to me, Queen of Clubs.
You have to describe because this is a sound.
I'm pointing at it. I'm looking at it.
Very
Queen
good.
Of clubs.
And
50-50.
What else?
Jack of Clubs.
Again, Han.
Middle card, Jack of Clubs. Oh, 50-50.
Why are you saying the numbers? We're just saying we're psychic. Don't cheapen it.
Okay, David, let's test your...
Speaking of this 50-50 kind of thing, whatever, you know Monty Hall?
The Monty Hall problem or you know, Monty Hall?
Yeah, both.
Okay.
Monty Hall is a guest on the WTF podcast, a recent one.
Okay.
I haven't listened to it, but I'm excited to. Maybe they'll talk about the Monty Hall problem.
WTF?
Like okay. The Mark Maron one?
Mark Maron, all right.
Okay. So you do nice. The same thing with me with hearts, I believe.
You think they'll talk about the Monty Hall problem?
I don't know. I'm just curious. Oh. Probably not. Like, it's... I guess it's incredible.
It's kind of a nerdy, but I like the game. Uber nerdy problem.
I like Let's Make a Deal, so yeah. It's a guess I'm looking forward to listening to.
Okay, so same deal. I have these are hearts.
Yeah. I'm gonna deal. I know the one closest to you is the king.
You saw it?
Just turn it over. Turn over the king, and let's see what else we can do.
No,
shut up.
It was a jack.
I was wrong.
I thought maybe I missed.
So once again, I mean, I guess we're not psychic.
Well, just not this moment.
Yeah, but we'll never do it again. It was just a one-time... it's not like we would do it every time and maybe get lucky once by... Not lucky, we'd get mathematically hit. It's not like we would ever cheapen, not be that low to do it that way.
I was going to say, you know, you mentioned Christian Mingle, and we saw that commercial on TV. I was going to turn that actually into a time to hate, which I'm going to do very quickly right now.
Okay, just before you go, I just want to just say, for the record, we are both not Christian.
Okay, together we're not Christian, but separately, watch out. time to hate Christian Mingle. The thing about that annoys me about Christian Mingle is that it's not even like Christian dating. You know, it's just let's mingle. You know, it's like they can't even say that they want to date or make a relationship. They just want to mingle. They just want to barely. You know, it's not even flirting. It's like this non-committal...
This is the worst time to hate.
Why?
In 30 episodes. Because it's so specific. And I don't even agree. I think mingle is just a fun, catchy word. I don't think they'd like... We don't want to call it... And also, I think Christian date, Christian dating, Christian date rape, everything like that is already taken. But mingle is a more unique thing that was available...
But I feel like it's just it's non-committal. It's like it's not even about like flirting.
But that could
it's
be
just like
marketing.
Let's
like,
just
like
barely.
I know, but let me mean like
just
it's enticing to people
from across the room. And
no, just think people like I don't want to go dating and all that relationships and whatever and going Dutch. I don't know what that means. But mingle. Okay, I get to mingle. It sounds so innocent. It'll just draw you in. I think,
know, but it's obviously just the same thing as every other dating website. I don't like the word mingle used in this like this. Yeah.
Okay. So that's your hate.
That's my. I guess I don't hate it that much. I do hate it a little.
Have you ever? Do you have an account on Christian
Mingle?
I've
never mingled, huh? Do I have an account on Christian Mingle? No. But okay, Jesus, I have three accounts.
What I don't get is why it's ChristianMingle.museum. Why? That was terrible. okay, I have a time to hate.
Oh, we're getting right into the hates.
Start with the hate, end with the love. That's what I always say. Now, I think this is a time to re-hate. Can I do that?
Time to re-hate.
Because not everyone has heard every episode. As a matter of fact...
You're going to repeat a hate.
Nobody has heard every episode. I'm pretty sure I hated this. And it could have been very, very recently. But I think there's also a strong chance that whoever's listening to this right now... did not hear the previous one.
Okay.
So but this is like new. Because I re-hated it this week.
No, you know what? I would say you're wrong. Because of our listeners, they probably have listened to the previous episode.
Unless you, okay, well, you're talking about the two people?
Yes.
Well, one now.
Probably one.
Actually, even he, I don't think he... We're talking about... do we say his name? First name, we can say his name. First name, David. I don't think... I haven't heard from him since. Maybe... We have no official consistent listeners.
And one of them has apparently fallen off the side of the earth.
What are you talking about? R?
No. What? Oh, maybe. Yeah.
A? Who are you talking about?
David. I thought you just said we never heard from him.
Well, I saw him just a few days ago.
Oh, okay. So you know he's around.
I'm not
around.
Concerned.
Okay.
But he never talked to me about us reading his email on the podcast.
No.
Where
it
were
was
we?
A traumatic
okay,
experience.
Okay, so
for
time
everyone.
To rehate.
Time to rehate.
Okay, so I'll tell you what I hate, and this is what I hate most frequently and most angrily.
Okay.
Most ragely. What was the word? Furiously?
Intensely?
No, there's a word, because what are the sins?
The sins?
Gluttony. Wrath. Like, wrath? I get, I want, somehow it's wrathy. Wrathly.
Wrathly.
And this hate is simply people who cross the street.
Oh, God.
What? When did I do this?
Is this what like do you have against people crossing the street?
Who cross against traffic when there's cars. People who don't care about traffic when they're crossing the street.
Oh, I see. So they purposely are inconveniencing vehicles who have right of way.
And they're like... Cars have to, like, slam on the brakes, they have to swerve, like, they just...
So are you talking about GTA 5 or the real world?
I'm talking about the real world.
Okay.
There's no pedestrians in GTA 5 who cross, ever. Only the player is, right? There's no jaywalkers in GTA 5.
We'll talk about GTA 5 later.
Are we?
Maybe.
But
I won't give it away.
No, but did I have time to hate this one before?
No.
Okay. I get so mad when, like, someone's like... I know this car's coming, I'm just going to cross anyways. Now, I assume in, like, half the cases, they might be, like, they might have mental issues or something. Like, they're just not, no sane person would just risk their life crossing a street, not caring if a car hits them or not, just assume all cars are going to stop.
Or not caring because they don't care if they get hit.
I think, from what I see, they're, like, all of them are, like, seem like they're drug users or like
they're not in the
they have neck tattoos.
there's something going on mentally,
but no, I think in that some cases, but in some cases they're just it's just pure assholism, and I see it a lot, like once a week, say downtown Toronto. I see too much. Every time it happens, I get so angry. I get angry. I'm filled with rage.
Because they're inconveniencing drivers, they're making it unsafe.
They're just completely abandoning the laws of society with a big fuck you with two fingers.
What are you talking about? You're a huge anti-law society laws. Those aren't laws of society. I think that's more of like a contract between drivers and pedestrians. That drivers won't hit you, but you won't make yourself...
In my society, we're jumping into my society. Guys, I just invented this.
You said it was a time to be hate.
I know. Now it's shifting to... I'm capping it with... in my society, drivers are free to hit and kill these people.
What about the damage to their vehicle?
That's the price
that's
of the pay.
That's a cruel society. Well, how would you contest
that? Oh, my society's cruel.
Well, how would you contest that? What if you're hit and the driver said, I hit right away? And no one was there to witness it.
Well, no, you'd there'd be first of all there'd be there'd be cameras cameras everywhere.
All right.
No, here's the thing: in my society, you can do that, but you could also be an asshole and take advantage of it. I don't know. I have to consider witnesses. I guess there's be witnesses or.
It sounds like your society has a lot of extra paperwork.
Oh, there is a lot of paperwork. Do you have it in my society?
I do.
Oh, wow.
Coincidentally, it's also about cars.
Interesting.
But in my society, I know this won't be very popular. I'm probably of a very...
Well, no one will be living in your society, so...
No, people don't live there. There's no life to be had. In my society, vehicles, such as cars, I guess mostly cars, but whatever vehicle, they're not personally owned. You just borrow them or rent them. They're like part of a
Wouldn't you borrow
system.
It rather than rent? One's free, one's not?
Well, I'm just saying it could be, if it makes more sense, that it's a rental system. Or it could be a sharing system where it's like a library card. You just check out the car and you're... If you overuse your vehicle usage for the month, you're charged slightly. If you use less, then you receive a small rebate or tax refund or something.
In Russia.
Yeah.
And what's the point of this?
Because I feel like people are too attached to their vehicles. It's like, it's just a car. That's the thing.
In what way are they too attached?
I feel like people like personalize their cars, or they like believe their cars, or like... They put so much like of their time and effort into vehicles, and I feel like...
In your society, there'd be no bumper stickers.
I don't see the reason for it.
What's negative about personalizing your vehicle that's bothering you to change it in your own society?
I feel like there's better things for people to be spending their time on. Obviously, there's like... I have problems with a lot of things, but I just feel like cars are just...
bothers you if someone really likes their car? Like, how does that affect you? Or just... Like,
because I feel like people get passionate about their car. Like, if you happen to touch their car, let's say you're walking by and you touch it, and someone goes, "Hey, don't touch my car. What's your big deal, eh?" And it's like, it's just a car, dude. What do you care?
Well, that's all different. That's like kind of a loser behaving poorly. Not just if someone just loves their car and wants to put flowers on it and lick it every evening. How would that bother you? Why is that? What do you care? But again, what you describe, you're walking by, you touch a car accidentally, and someone's fucking yelling at you, then fine. Yeah?
Yeah, I guess, or I don't know. I just feel like people
too
much...
Whose car did you touch, and what happened? Tell us.
Well, let's... No, I mean, I've seen it happen where someone would like, hey, you almost hit me, and the car driver just gets so angry. It's like, you almost touched my car, or whatever. And I've seen it happen. But I just feel like... The whole thing about like cars and like the cars appeal to people, like it's sexy to drive this so and so car, or this car is so awesome, or I can't wait till the next model of this car until it comes out. I just want to see the next one. It's like there's just appliances.
Are you against sports?
Huh?
Are you against sports?
I'm also against sports, yeah.
Your society would have no sports or competition.
No, I understand that sports can be fun. And
but do you understand how cars can be fun to car lovers?
But then again, it's like, okay. Yeah, you could. I'm not banning cars. There are still cars. You can still rent.
No, but you can't
borrow.
Own one, so you can't care about. You don't want people to caring about their cars.
I don't want them to get personally attached to vehicles. Yeah,
that's the
I feel
weirdest.
Like it's so silly. It's like
that's the weirdest in my society like, in 30 episodes.
Do people get attached to like refrigerators? No. Do people get attached to buses? Maybe.
Well, people don't ride in the refrigerator every day. That's weird. In my society, you can love your car and do whatever you want. Just
well,
don't.
Well,
yell.
That's what they do now.
Okay, good. This is my society. Interesting. So you've came up with the worst time to hate and the oddest / lamest in my society. To me, my opinion.
Lamest?
Okay, we've tortured our audience enough. Let's get to it. Our number one segment.
Fakey five.
Now, mine's really just simple,
Dave?
Short, and probably easy. And
what's fakey five?
What?
What's fakey five?
Oh, it's when we have a topic, and then we give five possible answers or items for the topic. And four of them are correct, are real. They've been researched and shown to be correctly among the top whatever of whatever the thing is. And then one is made up or altered from something else, but definitely not right.
Correct.
Okay. For example, here are foods that are either high in vitamin A... Or just contain vitamin A. One of these does not contain vitamin A.
Okay.
Okay.
Vitamin A, it's useful in...
For the fawns.
It's good for the skin, I think.
That's D and E. It's good for whatever. It's good for what ails you.
Huh? Good for what ails you. Good for acne.
Number one, broccoli. Number two, coconuts. Number three, beets. Number four, apricots. And number five, liver.
So I have to pick out the stranger in this group.
Which of these contains 0% vitamin A?
First one was...
broccoli, coconuts, beets, apricots, liver.
Okay, so I'm going to say the last two probably have vitamin A. So I may already be wrong at this point. But so coconut, beets, or broccoli?
Two vegetables.
One is a tuber. The beets are underground. So maybe that's the thing that's going on here.
I think the fawns.
Beets don't require sunlight. I'm going to say beets. What was it?
Coconuts.
And
I believe apricots has the highest. Apricots is like 97% vitamin A or something. That makes no sense. How could it be literally liquid?
It's not liquid. No, it's 90% of your daily percentage.
Probably. Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
So then 0% still has no vitamin A?
I guess.
Because one of them is 1%.
Wait, what? One of them is 1 and one was 0? How is that? What?
One of them contains none.
And one of them contains 1%?
Hold on. I might have got rid of the 1%.
Oh, my God.
Okay, what's your...
How is that a fair test?
Okay, we'll check this and we'll update you next podcast. Well, one is 1 and 0. What do you mean? It's binary, dude. Okay, do you have one?
It could have been like 0.5 rounded down. And
Okay, so one of them was the least.
Lamest. You didn't get the one that was the least. Ever.
I admit that's lame. I just had some other ideas, and then...
Do you know how big a brouhaha you would have had if I did that to you? If I was like, well, it was 1%, and this one's 0%, so technically, it's... Anyway.
Hello?
Bye, why am I not? Five.
Okay, go.
Okay, Christian Mingle. My Fakey 5 is... You may have seen this news article. It came out today. That talked about the most popular girl names in the USA from 1960 to present.
Hold on, 1960, okay. Do you want me to list them, or...?
No, I'm going to tell you... I'm going to give 5.
Okay.
And obviously one of them was not one of the top. So these are for each year. So I'll list a name, so that name was top for at least 1 year.
Okay.
Right?
This is hard, but...
It's not all the names... I just want to make it clear. It's not all the names taken together, and then these are the top 5 from that. This is per year. Anyway. Because it's
four of these won a year between 1960 and now.
Yeah.
One of them didn't. So you're
one
sure?
One of them is not at all any of the lists, yeah. It's not in the top whatever. I don't know.
So you saw a list from relatively current to 1960, all the names, and the one, the fakey, is not among those ones.
Exactly.
Okay. Go.
Number one, Mary.
Fake. Sorry, go ahead.
Number two, Isabella. Number three, Lisa. Number four, Emily. And number five, Sarah.
Lisa.
That's your final answer?
Yes.
It was Sarah.
Damn, I was thinking it was Lisa or Sarah.
Why did you jump on it so quickly? You don't even think about
it. It was Lisa or Sarah. And then I thought Sarah was more 60s. Wow.
Isabella was the one that surprised me.
No, I was told you wouldn't have. Also, you said it funny, so I assumed it was real.
I thought I saw said all of them kind of funny.
No, only Isabella was the funny one.
Jennifer was like it was top name for like 15 years from 1979.
Jennifer, was that on the list?
No.
Oh, I was saying
I was just mentioning some of the other names.
Okay, Jennifer. No one cares. Are we done? No, we have a few more things.
What time is it?
A time to joke.
Time to joke.
Okay,
joke me Amadeus.
I have two really shitty jokes that... One of them's... Whatever, ready? One of them's just, one's just like a riddle like from grade 3.
Two jokes. There's two ready? Jokes here.
What do you call a zipper on a banana?
Bazeno?
A fruit fly.
That's not bad.
That's terrible. And Han... If you believe in telekinesis, raise my hand. That's funny, no?
That's it?
Yeah. Get it's like a pun almost.
No, the fruit fly is a lot better.
If you believe in telekinesis, raise my hand. Come on!
David.
Yes?
Would you rather...
Whoa! We're suddenly doing would you rather?
Be charged with terrorism at the border when you cross the border into the United States.
Hold on. Did I do terrorism?
Well... It's up to you. You don't have to admit to me that you did terrorism. You're just charged with it, and you're taken aside, and they're...
But wait, it depends. Okay, go. What's number two? Like, is this already the most retarded?
No, number two is that you're charged with murder in Canada.
Okay. Did I do these crimes in either case?
No, unless you have done them, but I'm assuming you haven't. So I'm just saying you were charged with these things. For whatever reason, they like found something on your computer or they have some kind of evidence that pointed your way. Well, maybe it's another David Noble. Oh, excuse me. Another David.
We'll have to erase, start over.
But anyway, they chose you.
I don't know how to spell my name, though.
And... Yeah, would you rather be charged with terrorism when you enter the United States, or you're at home and you're charged with murder in Canada?
I have one of those would you rather where there's good. You have to choose between two good things.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, so which side of the border am I on? What border is it?
Well, it's the border into the States. So you're going to be taken into some...
You know, in the U.S. now?
You're technically in the U.S., yeah. On U.S. soil. And you're at the U.S. border, whatever.
We could say falsely charged with terrorism.
We'll say falsely charged. And in both of these cases, I should say that you get into the national news.
Okay, well, that doesn't matter. So, although I guess when they find out I'm innocent, I'll still be known unofficially as the terrorist or murderer.
No, well, you could be found innocent. Who knows?
No, I will be. I'm assuming I will be found innocent.
I can't guarantee that in either case.
Well, am I being framed by the police or the border security?
You don't know. This is all you have to go on.
But I know if I've done the crimes, and I'm saying that I haven't.
You're saying you haven't, and... yeah.
Listen, for example, if I just murdered someone, I'd rather be charged for murder, I think. What? No. Wait, if I do the terrorism, then I for sure will not be... I'm gonna have, like, immunity to murder charges?
No.
So I can also, the next day, this is the dumbest.
Why?
Is this like a celebration of 30 episodes you're doing?
No. Oh yeah, this is episode 30. Nice.
Ooh, no one celebrates 30.
30 is celebratory.
What's the, for the anniversary, what do you get? Wood? No. Hopefully, but I mean.
I think it's candles.
Candles? Wow. Whatever one you want is what I'll
do. No, what do you mean whatever I want? You don't want to choose, but that's not how Would You Rather is played.
Okay, I'm going to go with murder.
You'd rather be charged with murder in Canada?
Yes, because murder to me is a simpler thing to prove wrong than terrorism.
Okay.
You know, there's a victim of murder. There's an official victim, and they have there's evidence and DNA. Terrorism, like, you don't have to commit the terrorism crime. You can just be wanting to do terrorism. That's terrorism, right? Or was there literally a bomb or something that I'm being blamed
no,
for?
No, I don't know. It's just, okay, like, so they
murder,
found something
murder.
On the computer.
My answer is murderer.
Murder could still be, but here's the thing. Like, obviously murder...
Why are you changing an answer? Now you're going to give more conditions?
No. No, I just thought I would... juggle with reasoning, but
no,
that's
you want to
good.
Make you feel bad for my decision.
No, that's fine. No, that's good.
Okay, did I win?
I wouldn't. I don't know what I would pick either. I would probably pick murder as well.
There might be a murder tonight.
Well done,
Han.
Yes, David.
Would you rather? You're not 40 yet, right? Almost.
Nope.
Okay. Would you rather be 40?
These are good things.
For 15 bonus years. Like, once you turn 40...
You stay 40 for 15
years. You literally,
years.
Like, physically stay 40 for 15 years.
So, wait. If I'm, like, not so fat when I'm 40, I remain not so fat? Or
yes.
I just whatever?
No. You
I do...
No, you...
I can grow...
You can change...
Weight.
Yeah, you can...
I can work out and get better shape.
But your cells kind of freeze at 40. How's that? Your cells' growth...
Well, no. they would get 15 years more of...
15 years later, you would still be 40 biologically, okay?
I understand what you're
saying. So 15 years extra at age 40, or 50 years extra at age 70, assuming you make it to 70. Assuming you make it to both these ages.
70. Yeah. Wow. So this is a good would you rather.
I put a lot of thought into this.
So when I'm 70, is my quality of life going to be worth an extra 35 years, right? 50, you said?
50, yep.
35 years is a lot. And damn, I would love to see another.
Basically,
you're going to
live at least 100.
Either way, I get 15 years. In the 50. What?
Yeah.
At 70?
Yeah.
Oh, but at 70, you're like fairly decrepit.
You know, there's an
you're fairly
82-year-old guy just ran the marathon.
Okay.
That was the news.
Yeah. Well, how does that apply to me? You thinking I'm going to be in that cup?
I mean, like, it's not, you're not officially just falling apart at 70. William Shatner's 80 something. Why am I selling the 70 option?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, if you die at 60, then you get no extra years,
I know,
right?
It's like, I got to hold on.
Like, should you just take the sure thing?
The thing is, like, it's like, would I rather have another, you know, I think I would take the 40. The quality of life in those 15 years would be huge. And when I'm 70, you know, all my friends are going to be dead. Or if I live the extra 50 years, all my friends are going to die out, and I won't be able to see them.
More
and
in
then,
the future, though. Who knows?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. It's like, maybe I'll live long enough that they can, like, oh, we can subtract some more years off your life. And, or add
that's
more years.
That's possible. Yeah, you want to probably add in this case.
Add more years to your life. It's a risk, but I think I'd rather be 40.
Okay, you're choosing 15. The first option.
Yes.
Good.
Is that what you would have switched? No.
I would have switched? What? I don't know.
It's a good
part of me wants to live as long as possible, so that's kind of the longest possible one.
But your quality of life would be much diminished. And
also, you know, if I get cancer, it's tough. Now, I have an exciting new celebrity quote twist.
Okay.
You know how celebrity quote, the thing I probably retired a few times in the past?
Yes.
Well, it's back. How are we doing,
okay?
Well, lots of time.
Again, I'm so quiet. No one can hear. Okay.
I'm going to give you three quotes and three people. You just got to say who said what. Could
okay.
that be any easier?
Is it? I don't know. Here, oh, you give me the. Okay.
Here are the three people.
Well, normally I get one in three chance, and now this is one in six to get all three.
Robin Williams, Dolly Parton, and Jackie Chan.
Three people so different that.
Oh, so start with big breasted people, and then I couldn't think of anyone beyond Dolly Parton.
You should have said Jackie Chan, but.
Who else, just for fun? Two other people who are huge breasts?
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, Pamela Anderson, yeah. I had her on, I couldn't figure out her name. That's why I stopped this. I'm like, and who's the other one with the. Okay, and then is there a third one?
Salma Hayek?
Christina Applegate? Oh, not anymore. okay, so Robin Williams, Dolly Parton, Jackie Chan. Here are the three quotes. Number one. So you just say which is which, okay? If you want to see the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain. Number two. Yes. Divorce. From the Latin word meaning to rip out a man's genitals through his wallet. And number three. I have a few rules I tell my manager. No sex scenes. The kids who like me don't need to see it. It would gross them out.
Dolly Parton, Robin Williams, Jackie Chan.
Yes.
Correct on all accounts?
Oh, you mean, say it again?
Dolly Parton, then, what was it, Robin Williams? Who was the guy?
Robin Williams.
And then Jackie Chan.
You win.
Yeah! I could see them each saying those things. Thank you.
I realize now that the middle one's like a joke, and like Robin Williams is a jokey guy.
Yeah.
Are you really? Okay, interesting. I thought the Dolly Parton one would be hard. Like, all three of them apply to Dolly Parton is what I was thinking. But I guess if you do the other two, she's the only remainder. Look at this. Is this a more fun way to do celebrity quote?
ask me more celebrities with breasts. That's what I was going to say.
Okay, I'm going to do a new segment next week called Celebrities with Breasts.
I have a new word phrase.
Do you?
It's...
Meaning?
No. Tweety, tweety, bang, bang. which is just a Twitter...
I always say titty titty bang bang, like at work.
It's just a Twitter war. Twitter flame war. Like if there's two people get, or if people get in a fight on Twitter.
You put a lot of thought into these, and I just say the stupidest things. Like, well, when you hear mine.
If it is pretty stupid, tweety, tweety, bang, bang.
No, but you think of clever. I give you credit for. Like, you put a lot of thought. You think about, like, you're giving serious. Like, should we add that? Is that a new word?
I just like saying bang, bang.
Okay. Now you've ruined it. But speaking of ruining it, here's my new word or phrase. Because I said it to myself in my head. I say it occasionally. It's an analplosion, which is just like...
I feel like you don't have to describe it.
Yeah. Basically, sometimes when you sit down at a can, there's going to be an analplosion.
And now, here's the thing. Is it an implosion or explosion? I assume it's explosion.
It's explosion.
Okay, well.
Like, you're going to have to just wipe up after some pieces of your toilet.
That happens.
Okay, so... How are we doing on love? What?
Looks like we have a lot of time. Why don't we talk about our favorite new pastime? Which is my favorite new pastime, which is GTA 5. It's time for...
Is this game alert?
Nerd alert.
Okay. Tell me about GTA 5.
Well, I
didn't do a thing like recently about it. I think it was maybe cut for time.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I think I had it written down for two times.
But now is a perfect opportunity. We have a lot of time.
Okay, tell
time
us
left.
About, what is this GTA 5? Is it a video game?
GTA 5, which GTA stands for Grand Theft Auto. It's a video game series. And it's now in its fifth installment. It's just been released. It's been out for about a month now. And it's like an open sandbox world. You play as a... in a first-person or third-person view, and you walk around the city, and you can steal cars. You can take whatever car you want and drive around. GTA 5 has really awesome graphics, a really great city scenario. There's so much to do. It's a real immersive experience. It's like you feel like you're in a real city, like because the graphics and the amount of detail they put into like the cars, the traffic, the pedestrians, the buildings. The map is like so... I feel like I've been to another city, like literally playing this other game.
It is very detailed. Like, no other game has represented a city like this.
Like, it literally is like an entire city with like... There are parts of the city you don't have to go to, but you can just go to, and there's just like all these buildings and stuff going on. There's alleyways.
It's almost a literal representation of a city. Like
it pretty much is. You can't go in every building. I guess that's a caveat. Well, but
no, but I mean visually, like
they're there. Yeah,
they're there. They look like every type of building.
There's all kinds of intersections,
skyscrapers, houses, everything industrial.
It's planned out, so there's neighborhoods and there's different things
areas,
going on.
Oh wow!
There's billboards everywhere. There's like a beach waterfront and beaches and
it is
all
amazing.
Kinds of activities.
Like just the map.
Just explore the map.
And you can walk around.
You could avoid the main story and just spend hours and hours exploring.
I don't know about hours, but I've done a lot of that. It's just so beautiful. It's amazing.
And there's like so many activities. Like
yeah,
that you can.
You're right.
There's so many, like, somehow there's an event here, and you can, like, be involved in a bank robbery, or you can be involved in a marathon, or you can be involved in...
Well, there's the main plot, which has, like, 90 missions or so. Each mission, they've really ramped up the creativity and fun and humor and just outrageousness of the missions.
It really is like you're playing in a super action hero movie.
Yeah. So there's the main missions. Then there's the things I like, the collector things, where there's this, the letter scraps is what I've been doing, so I have, there's 50 just little scraps of letters, like a written letter, around the whole map, and...
They're just scattered in, like, hidden places.
Kind of hidden places, and then when you collect them all, It's actually like some sort of confession letter from a serial killer. So it's a little mission that triggers there when you, I guess, take down the serial killer or something.
Right, and the one I've been doing, or rather I've been kind of trying to do whenever I see it, is the ramps. Like, there's all these ramps around the city.
Yeah.
You just need to take a car and just do a certain type of jump.
So each jump has, like, a score, and then, like, you have a, you get bonus for completing all the ramps, and, like, it's part of this 100% completion for the game. So there's ramps. Then, like, there's like, golf. There's, like, literally a full golf game. You go to golf course, you can play
there's
golf.
Tennis. I've been playing tennis.
You're playing a lot of tennis.
The street
there's range. Other collections. There's something about UFO parts. That comes a little later. There's the sunken triathlon. Treasures. Like, when you get a submarine or something, or some sort of undersea diving thing.
Yeah, there's, like, how many vehicles in the game? There's, like, 20 vehicles? No.
I'm sure there's more. Like, 50.
50 vehicles? And that's include bicycles, cars, motorcycles, planes, blimp, helicopter.
Bicycle. Oh, you said bicycle?
A skidoo, boats.
Yeah, boats. Like, ambulance, fire truck, cabs.
And each environment and vehicle, like, is realistic. It's like its own game.
You can be a cab driver for, yeah, like,
the
whole life.
I did a cab driver, and that was fun. Like, I go around the city, and...
And then, is all the single-player game.
And the other good thing is, okay, the other thing I will mention, it has a GPS. Like, it tells you where to go. Like, could you imagine, like, looking at a map and, like, trying to figure the city? No. It has a GPS, and it does it all routing for you, so it's quite enjoyable.
There's random encounters. There's something called crazy... Like, what's it called? Crazy people? I think it's called, like, Tanya.
Know.
Like they're just... they're not part of the main plot. They're, like, side quests.
Characters.
Characters,
yeah.
And crazies, I think it's called. And there's even more. There's, like, lots more, too.
Yeah.
There's yeah. races. A lot of races.
Yeah.
I think that's how it started, kind of, like, as a racing game. It's just amazing. And that's all the single player, okay? Then there's online, which is a whole other thing. It started off with, a whole thing, too, with, like, missions and all this and all that. And then it's going to be expanding over, like, time. It's just, there's no other game that gives you more value for your $59 in the world ever.
It is insane just how much to do.
Yeah. There's hundreds and hundreds of hours.
And exploring hours, too. If you just want to, like, explore another country that's, like, fully detailed and fleshed out with people and everything inside of it.
Yeah, without actually risking your own health.
Yeah, because I've crashed a lot of times in that game. And the graphics are beautiful, like the day and night and the cycles, and there's weather and all that usual jazz, but it's actually really nicely done.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, you give it like a 3?
Sorry, 1 to 10?
Yeah.
It's like a 10 or 11.
It's definitely 10.
If I'm allowed to give, like, more than 10,
I got it first, and I was kind of selling
you
on it too. You played it here once. Yeah, so huge, huge thumbs up for, what's it
thumbs
called?
Thumbs way up.
GTA 5.
Gatave.
I also have games on my Nerd Alert.
Oh.
These are these little short games. By the way, okay, so let's talk about the Stanley Parable.
Did you
play it anymore?
No, I didn't.
It seems to be very short.
Did you finish it already?
No. Well, I've reached multiple endings. Like, there's a bunch of endings. That's the game, like, to see how you can get all the endings. I'm not sure if... there's one thing that... ends with, like, pandemonium where, like, alarms are going off, the world's going to explode, and you got it, like, there's computers and buttons and colors. I think it's all fake or something. Like, so that's the only ending that I think might continue. I'm not sure.
Oh,
but anyways.
That's where you stopped?
It's on Steam. It's for PC, which is personal computers. And I recommend it. It's crazy. It's just a weird experience.
It definitely breaks the fourth wall. Like, it's talking to you.
It destroys the fourth wall.
Yeah.
There's a narrator.
The narration is also really well done.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he has really good voice acting.
It's very funny. It's kind of like Portal.
It's kind of like Portal in that type of humor.
Actually.
There's a portal in the game?
Yeah, actually. I don't want to do a spoiler, but...
There are a lot of gags. And it's just,
you literally end up in Portal, and you got to solve a Portal puzzle at one of the point in the game.
Well, now you ruined it for me. You spoiled it for everybody.
It was like this short, independent game kind of thing.
It's made using the Half-Life 2 engine.
Yes. And
so
we don't want to bore everyone who's not into Steam, PC, or Half-Life. If you have Steam and PC, I would recommend it. You got to try it.
It's a humorous game. You won't find any like
gamer,
it.
There's no gamer would not like it. It's very short, I've learned. But no gamer would not like it. It's impossible, I think.
It's so different from anything I've ever played.
Yes.
And the whole thing is about it breaking the fourth wall. Like, it literally is like having a laugh, you know?
Yeah. If you like laughing. And now, there's another game called Gone Home.
Okay.
Which I got first, I found it about, and it's $20. This other one is 15 normally, or 14 normally, and then on sale for 12 recently.
Yes.
But Gone Home is $20. It's also a short, kind of independent, different experience. Like, you're just in a you're in a house, a big house, and you're trying to figure out, you've come home, you're a woman who came back from a European trip. You come home and no one is there. Your parents aren't there and your sister isn't there. And you're wondering why. So as you go through the house, you learn why.
That sounds spooky.
And it's kind of... It has this cool vibe of unknown and, like, possibly menacing.
You don't know what
direction it's going
in. That's a scary situation. Like, you come home to your parents' house and no one's home.
Well, there's a note in the door. What's going on. It starts off in the first room. There's a note in the door saying... From your younger sister, I've gone, I can't tell you why, please don't tell anyone, I'll maybe see you later in life or something. And then the parents aren't there, and that note's there, so it's mysterious, but right. There's no combat, there's no monsters, like there's no...
Or is there?
You're basically alone in the house, trying to figure out this...
Basically.
I thought it was, like, it's good. It's not as good in terms of value for your money, but I really liked it. I was like, this is cool. A little independent thing. It's different. It was enjoyable.
How many hours of enjoyment do you think you got out of it?
Well, it's basically a two-hour game, and
it's
I got two hours.
Movie, yeah.
And it's kind of, as I read in an early review, it's not what you think. Like, it's not what you expect to be what's going on kind of thing.
Nice.
Or not... You know what's going on, but it's not something else suddenly. It's not like, and it was all a mind experiment or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was. I was trying to trick you. But then when I got Stanley Parable, I'm like...
Sonya Parable?
First I'm like, yeah, Gone Home's great. You should try it. It's great. But then the Stanley Parable is the one you should truly get and try for sure.
If you have a suggestion, if you're going to walk away with something...
Both are different and... a pleasant change of normal games. Mm-hmm. And I recommend them both, but the clear winner of the two, they're both good, obviously, but the clear winner of the two is the Stanley Parable.
Nice.
Mega nerd alert over 52 minutes. Should we try to get this done in under an hour?
Not necessarily.
Well, let's waste a bit of time with the dangerous wager.
Oh, dear.
Back by no demand, dangerous wager. Say something. please don't do this.
I've never won any of these. I find them very stressful. I'm usually
how are you stressed? Okay. This is very simple. All you have to give me is basically two numbers, and you win $1 million.
Three and four. Thank you.
Nope. Those were not the answers.
Specific numbers? You didn't say that. You said any numbers.
You're right. True that. But here are the actual specific requests.
Okay.
And it's not even two numbers. It's... Well, with a decimal place, yes.
What?
Okay, you know the Statue of Liberty.
Do I ever?
If you know it well, you get $1 million, basically.
It was star of Ghostbusters 2.
Okay. All you have to do is tell me two height numbers. First... The total overall height from the base of the pedestal foundation to the tip of the torch.
What? Not from the feet?
Nope.
You don't measure from the feet?
Well, that's another one.
Oh,
that's the second one. So the first one is, and I'm giving you a 2-inch leeway. So how many, it's like feet and inches is the answer.
I have actually no idea, no concept of how tall it is.
Okay. But that's how Dangerous Wangers kind of works. Like, did you have any idea? Did you have an idea about the JCPenney customer service number?
Well, no, but at least I could guess like 7 digits, whatever it was.
Hold on, you think which is easier, that or this? First of all, you know inches are between 0 and 11.
Yeah, but still, why do you have to get the feet?
And then the feet. How many numbers? How many, like,
I have
10
no
digits?
Idea.
That's,
okay.
That's billion. You have to, like, you have a 1 in a billion chance of the phone number. Not true, because you know the toll-free probably isn't very... Okay. How many feet, how many inches go?
Is there a time limit to this?
No.
Time's I'm going to say 112 feet. What? Is that too small? 112 feet.
No feedback.
6 inches.
You got the inches right. 305 feet.
Oh,
but knowing
much
that... Actually, you didn't win. But anyways, the next one was... And you were actually... Why am I bleeding? I'm bleeding.
You're picking at something?
What's...
You're schmitzing on something? You picked at it. Your nose bleeding?
Oh, I see. There's something here. Let's look how close you are to the second one, okay? Height of the statue from the heel to the top of the head. Like, just the woman.
And that was 100-something feet.
111 feet, 6 inches.
Yeah, I guess I didn't take... I guess that bait... Yeah. Well, anyway.
I'm going to borrow this. And by borrow, take.
Take it.
So I do
well,
not owe you a million dollars.
But that's good. So what's the actual heightage?
305 feet.
305 feet. Good to know. Maybe in a future life. Or if I get those extra 15 years, I can do another dangerous wager, and 305 feet is my uncle.
Okay, so what do I let me tell what I have. I have skeptical blather.
Skeptical blather. We have not done a skeptical blather in the longest time. Just do it now. We have only a few minutes left.
And let's, parting thought. So
let's do that and then parting thought.
But
perfect.
I don't even have a thing. It's more of a discussion launcher.
Oh gosh. You have no facts to back up your blather.
Because there are no facts.
Oh.
Ready?
Okay.
Han.
Why is it addressed to me?
Do you think hemp oil or pot, marijuana?
Well, what were we talking about? Hemp and pot can be two different guys.
Do you think either of those cures cancer?
Do I think it cures cancer?
Yeah. If you have cancer, can you use hemp oil or pot or marijuana or Mary Jane or the weed or the grass?
To form a
420.
Some form of cancer.
All forms of cancer.
I don't think so, no.
Okay, some form of cancer?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Why do you say that?
I mean, I've never heard of it.
Okay, that's one.
Yeah, I never heard of this as a possible thing to try. I mean, maybe there's some chemical that could be used in a cancer treatment, but I've not heard of it. So that's why I doubt
it. Some chemical in marijuana?
Yeah, maybe there's some kind of thing in there.
Okay.
But I've never heard of this, so I would say no. Because that's what you asked,
wrong.
Right?
No. it was more of a discussion point, because I know a person who says, for sure, if you want to cure cancer, like, the government is suppressing this information.
Suppressing it?
Marijuana, pot cures cancer.
So the information is trying to get out there, and the government is sitting on top of it. Making sure
the
it doesn't get out of the box.
And the medical, like the drug companies.
It's like an anal implosion. Ready? What did you call it? Anal implosion?
Anal explosion.
Anal explosion.
Like you have some splaining to do?
Oh, I see. Mansplaining.
So you're on the fence on this?
Do I need to explain mansplaining?
Wasn't that one of your...
No.
Oh, is that a Rebecca Watson thing?
That was a tweet, yeah.
A tweet?
Was okay. It a tweet?
Again, the people who, and this guy, thinks that the government and the big pharma...
I've never heard about this. I don't think that's the case.
But you're not sure.
I'm 99% sure, but maybe there's... I don't
now,
deny the possibility of an article coming out that says...
The drug companies... If there was a cure for cancer and they could sell it somehow, wouldn't want to?
Well, here's the thing. There's a couple things. One is there's no such thing as far as from what I've read.
Notice
and
how
what I've looked
really
at.
Really smoothly today.
There's no cure for cancer. There's only improvements in treatment and...
Well, first of all, cancer is not just one thing, right?
Yeah, cancer covers like many, many different types of ailments or cancers, I guess. There's many different types of cancer.
Right.
And so a cure, one cure or one treatment can only affect a couple or is useful in these situations. There's no such thing as a cure that's... There's no cure-all for all cancers.
Well...
But there's some effective treatments.
But we've been told this, right? Like, if...
Yeah, well, they always simplify it, like saying, let's run for cure for cancer.
No, but I mean, like, what is cancer? Like, at its kind of its root.
It's probably the same, very similar at its root.
Isn't it cells kind of not...
Growing out of control.
Out of control. Yeah. So, why... I know we've been told by, like, Steve Novella and other people that...
There's forms.
No way to, like, there's no single cure for all cancers, but why, like, we just have to take his word for it, right? If you think, like, if cancer is a cells growing under control, if you could fix cells growing under control, like, isn't that cure all cancers?
I guess so, but it's probably...
I think he means in practice, like, in the world so far as we've have it, nothing, there's no single thing for all cancers, but in theory, why is that not true?
Yeah, I guess it's... I'd surmise that the problem is that you can't get to that base level. You have to treat it at a higher level.
I just
level.
Wonder, like, we haven't got to that level. I just wonder if it's theoretically impossible.
Oh, I don't know.
That's not what this point, that's not the point of this. That's just the thing I just brought up now.
So you just brought this up as a talking point. What's your opinion on this hemp cures cancer?
I'm pretty sure. I also go 99%. No, I'd go 99.9%. No. I'd go 100% that pot is not a cancer cure, because whoever exposes this or sells it, or whoever exposes it and will get it, like, would get at least $1 million from a Nobel Prize. Does a Nobel Prize will get $1 million? Is that
I think they do get money. Yeah,
you get like $1 million at least, if not trillions.
Well, the thing is, no one is like. What do they mean by suppressing? It's like,
okay,
they have guards at every door and every website. It's like,
yeah, you're right. Well, no, but online is filled. Like, it's filled with people saying that it cures cancer for sure. So,
yeah, but why wouldn't doctors? Why wouldn't companies?
First of all, how's that? Out? Like, they're not. How are those not suppressed? Like, they're not even being suppressed. Literally, there's like hundreds of people, if not more, online saying it cures it. We have the proof, and it's official. So, is that suppression?
Well, I don't know if that's proof that the drug
companies...
I'm
losing a lot of blood here.
That the drug companies aren't suppressing it.
Do you agree there's a lot of money to be made?
There'd be huge amounts of money. Are you kidding me? If someone found the cure for cancer, they would be set for life, and their descendants set for life, and maybe their country would be set for life. I don't know, but that's an insane amount of money.
Like this guy, for example, if he does a little study, a clinical study, where he...
A quality clinical study.
Like, you know, a double-blind study where he proves it, and he publishes this result, and it can be repeated, he wins a Nobel Prize. He gets at least $1 million, if not
But the thing
billions.
Is also, it's like, if it's something as common as smoking pot or whatever form of pot, hemp, marijuana ingestion... Then why hasn't this been why has no one noticed this? Like, that's the thing. It's like drinking water cures whatever. It's like, well,
diarrhea.
People
no,
would have reckoned
it adds to diarrhea.
Would have noticed this by now.
Anyways, so I think we took care of the blather part of this, eh?
Yeah, I think this episode was mostly blather.
We're already over an hour, so anyways, so. I'm 100% believe it does not, hemp or pot does not cure. What's the difference between hemp and pot? Hemp and pot.
Well, pot usually refers to the smoky part, and hemp refers to the more planty part.
Thanks, Dr. Han. So I'm 100% believe it does not cure cancer, and you're 99.99%.
I don't. Yeah, I'd like to leave a little bit of doubt because... Because
you're Korean.
No, but there could be like, well, this certain chemical in the hemp plant or cannabis plant but, can be used in cancer therapy.
But is there currently a known cure for cancer?
No.
So that includes a chemical. There's no chemical that's known to cure cancer.
Right. Okay. So you, if applied...
We're talking about curing cancer. You have cancer, you do this, and you, then you don't have cancer anymore.
Right. If applied strictly, then yes, I would say 100% there's no cure for cancer from hemp.
So the Dave and Han staff are 200%. Why was that funny?
200%, yes.
Okay. I guess we answered that question.
Do you have a parting thought, David, or shall I do mine first?
I have a parting thought.
Do your parting thought.
Yours are always well thought of and prepared. Mine are just stupid jokes.
And yet you do manage to often find fault in mine.
Always. And this may have been, I think I already had this one too. I can't remember. Listen, if you are ever...
Oh, dear.
This is my parting thought. If you are ever wondering, should I buy this 99-cent app or not, just buy it. Okay.
Okay.
That's all. If you're ever literally wondering, should I get this 99-cent app? Just get it. Okay?
Okay.
That's all.
That's it?
Well, A, you introduce a new experience to your life, which is you know what I mean?
Like what if you looked at the app's ratings and they were all like, this is a garbage app, don't waste your money, one star, one star, one star, one star, one star.
Then you wouldn't be wondering. You'd okay. be like, you saw the rating,
so
no, I'm not getting
it. So you're like
if you're
juggling,
on the fence.
You're on the fence.
Yeah.
Go on the other side.
Just get it.
Get off the fence.
You'll make the developer happy. It's 99 cents is, if you even have a phone, 99 cents is not a big thing to you. Also, like, I know people who are like, I would never, I think we talked about this once maybe, yeah. or maybe not. I would never buy 99 cents. Are you crazy? I'm not spending money on an app. Well, let's go to a bar and have like three beers, and that could be... A year worth of apps, which are just drunk and then peed out the next day. So you have a funny, value of money when you reject.
Apps are new, right? It's like it's still a new experience to buy something that fits on your phone. It's like a tiny little thing, right? You feel like you're not getting value. If it was like maybe like a video for your TV, like people obviously, yeah, $5 for a movie, why not? But
that's
an app.
Part of it too.
Yeah.
You get 90 minutes of something. And anyways. So there you go. And what do you got? Parting. Hour and 6 minutes?
Mine is not as good as yours. My parting thought is don't allow your anger to manifest itself externally.
So don't get
These
mad.
Are
mine. Yeah, that's going to work well.
No, you can get mad. I'm saying.
Why do you get mad? Because you're angry.
You let others know that you're upset. Please let others know that you're upset if you're feeling upset. But you want to. You don't want to get, like, you don't want to lose your temper. Like, you don't want to you want to keep a tight rein on expressing it in terms of your voice, the words, or actions. You don't want to be, like, slamming your fist. You don't want to be shouting. You don't want to be saying curse words.
What do you want to do?
You want to use a calm voice. You want to take a couple deep breaths if you have to. And just say what's bothering you. That's my part.
But here's the thing.
Oh, gosh.
When you're angry,
yeah.
By definition, you can't do that stuff. You have to...
No, that's not true. It's very easy to go down that route. It's very easy for that to happen.
But I define anger and rage...
Well, what I'm saying is when you're at that tipping point where you still have control, don't let it get there. Don't let it get to that ragey point.
Okay. I doubt you'll change the world with that parting thought.
I wasn't trying to.
Should we start over?
Dave.
What just happened? Did that bulb just burn out?
What is the ghost
in
here?
This is the worst ending ever of the podcast. Okay.
That's scariest thing
For
ever.
Those who didn't see that, the bulb of a lamp just went out. And I think it's one of those... 10,000 hours, super new ones. Wow, this
That's
is
freaky.
I hope you've turned this off by now.
This is the Halloween episode, is it not?
I guess.
Ooh.
Probably not, actually. It's Halloween next Thursday, so we'll have a chance early next week to do one. So maybe we'll have a Halloween episode.
Halloween.
We'll have a spooky, ficky, fun. We'll do everything spooky. This is a good idea. Early next week, we're going spook.
Remember? Yeah, okay. We'll do Full Spook.
Full Spook Friday. What? Good night.
Good night,
and,
everybody.
Thanks for visiting us. And you are what make us... No, you're not. Bye.
Okay.
Hey, this is David.
David, this is Han. Why'd you run it before I was ready?
I said let's do a test.
Yeah, and then you just went ahead without me being ready.
Well, you didn't say I'm not ready.
Okay. I was visually not ready.
You know I don't like directly looking at you.